Rayanne, you are nothing more to me than what some would call a one-night stand. Actually, in our case, a few-night stand. Enjoyable, but not long-term. I don't love you, I never did. So long, have a nice life. He ended the call and put his head in his hands, unbidden tears coursing down his cheeks. He was a good man, but a man who had made mistakes in his past, and like most men, had regretted a few things he'd done. But he'd never regret anything more than what he'd just done to a very fine woman, the woman he wished he'd met many years earlier in life. After a few minutes, he heard the front door open, and he quickly wiped his tears away. He plastered a smile on his face, opened the door, and said, "Hi, Susie. Have a good class?" Rayanne stared at the phone in her hand, not believing what Greg had just said. It was very clear from what he'd told her that not only did he not want to see her, he didn't love her. And she was nothing more than a one-night stand type of woman to him? Rayanne was in shock. "He was the one who pursued me," she thought. "He was the one who made all the overtures and kept asking to see me. And then he doesn't call for several days. And when I call him, he tells me there are things going on in his life. What I should have said was, 'Guess what, Greg, join the party. I just served my husband divorce papers because of you, and now you tell me things are going on in your life? Well, what about mine?'" Deep down, she was sure Susie had found out about her and was forcing Greg to give her up. She'd probably threatened him with divorce, and he'd been very firm when he'd said he never wanted to get divorced again because he'd lost so much money in his first two divorces. He'd told Rayanne that he'd tried to get Susie to sign a prenup, but she'd refused. So he had finally given up. Rayanne had made the decision that she loved him so much, she didn't care if he stayed in his marriage. She just wanted him. She went into the bathroom, hoping splashing some cool water on her wrists would calm her down. Rayanne looked in the mirror, and all she could see was a woman consumed by anger. Anger at being cast aside like a piece of old worn-out clothing. The more she thought about it, the angrier she got. The irony of it didn't escape her. Yesterday, she'd had her husband served with divorce papers. Today, Greg told her it was over. Well, she thought, if I ever doubted that there was such a thing as karma, I no longer do. It just kicked me in the teeth. She knew the only reason Greg had said the things he had was because of Susie. The thought of him living the rest of his life with Susie sickened her. What made her even sicker was that Susie had won in the battle for Greg's affections. Suddenly, as if ideas could be lightning bolts, one came to her out of the blue. It was very simple. If Rayanne couldn't have Greg, there was no way she'd let Susie have him. She'd rather have Greg dead than have him live the rest of his life with Susie. All that needed to be done was for her to formulate a plan. And after all, Rayanne thought, isn't that what the big companies up and down the West Coast pay me to do? Formulate plans for their companies to be more profitable. Well, this is just a little different from the plans I make for them. But I'm very, very good at making plans. So this should be easy. And so she began to plan.